This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. The English Beat is among the bands playing tonight at the Cat's Cradle to support programs for young and adult cancer patients and their families. Be Loud 16 honors the memory of Sophie Steiner, a Chapel Hill teenager who died of cancer in 2013. Hobex is reuniting, Chris Stamey is premiering new music, and local supergroup Preach are featured as well. Nicholas Steiner is with me. He's a co-founder of the Be Loud Sophie Foundation, named for his daughter. Rob Ladd is here, too, as a member of Preach, and Dave Wakeling from the English Beat joins us on the phone. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for having us.
Good morning to you.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Nicholas, can you start by giving us an update on the Foundation's work?
Well, it's pretty remarkable all that we've accomplished since the last time we were on the air, which was 2 years ago when we were just getting started. We were able to hire the country's first adolescent and young adult program director, Lauren Lux. She started in October. And her job is to help the young cancer patients at UNC maintain their sense of identity and dignity and keep up their interests while undergoing cancer treatment, which is just a really, really tough job and so very important.
What was it like for you to get the English Beat involved?
Completely hard to believe. The English Beat was definitely top five band of mine in high school. Just phenomenal. And then to have them play the same weekend with Rob Ladd, who played with the Pressure Boys, is beyond belief for anyone who grew up in this area in my generation. I mean, there's nothing like seeing the Pressure Boys play, oftentimes doing the Beat covers. Those are the best shows. And I've seen the Beat before. It's just absolutely unbelievable.
Dave, how did you wind up getting involved in all this?
Well, I was intrigued from the moment I was asked. I'd been a part of something called Specialized in England that does concerts and records to support the work of the Teenage Cancer Trust in the UK. Very much the same sort of ideas that anything that can help like that is thoroughly useful. And the compassion that people in the community feel make things like this happen. And I'm always glad then to be a part of something like that.
Rob, Preach features members, and I'm going to make sure I get this right, Ben Folds Five, The Pressure Boys, Dag, and The Sex Police. What songs will you be performing?
I can't say.
You don't know yet.
No, I do know. I can tell you that they're going to be great songs from the era around the 1980s. And we have a tremendous bunch of singers, including Mac McCann from Superchunk and Doug McMillan from the Connells and Daniel Chavis from The Velt. And we used their input to generate the song list this time. And we kept it secret last time, and it really made it seem like a mixtape. You know, in the old days when someone handed you a mixtape, you didn't know what the next song was going to be.
Right.
And that's what it's going to be this time. It's going to be really fun. We're very excited.
Events like this are always bittersweet. I mean, there's a lot of fun involved, and it's a really great cause. But there must be moments where it catches up with you or takes you by surprise.
It does. It does. It's a real emotional roller coaster for us because there's so much joy and so much compassion and that goes into this from so many different people. But then we do step back and remember, wait, we're doing this because our 15-year-old daughter got cancer and died 10 months later. And that's still hard to believe.
Yeah.
We're not, of course, in denial in any way, but we do, it's just hard to comprehend. But Sophie was so extraordinarily honest about what she faced in the hospital, and she got, in many ways, the best possible care from all the doctors and all the nurses. But she was in a children's hospital, and those are geared towards children. Those are for 3-year-olds and 5-year-olds, and they've got pink elephants on the wall, and that's all cute. But it's really irritating when you're a 15-year-old teenager just beginning to find your identity and struggling who you are, and all that is just stripped away from one day to the next when you get cancer, and you just become a patient. Now, that said, Ian Davis, the fantastic doctor that Sophie had, says that pretty much every patient who turns 18 has the option to go to the adult ward. They all come back because as irritating as a children's hospital can be, the adult side is actually just downright depressing because you're with much, much older people. So there's just there's inadequate support for that 13 to 26 age group, and that's what we're really working hard.
And Sophie really got that all started, right? She was there and said, this needs to be done for people my age.
She was very clear about that in her charming, brutal, and honest way. She loved nothing more than when a nurse would come in and talk to her about How I Met Your Mother or the most recent Avid Brothers concert, because she didn't want to talk about cancer. She didn't want to answer one more question about how she felt, because frankly, the honest was not really good.
Was there a song that you and Sophie both liked the best from the beat?
She loved Tears of a Clown. That was one of her favorite. And Dave, I have to tell you, about 5-6 years ago, before Sophie got sick, we were eating at a Chinese joint across the street from the Cradle, and we were done and we came out the door and you literally walked in that door that very moment. And I, of course, stopped you and struck up a conversation, and you were kind enough to stop and chat with us, and the girls were just in awe, and it was very sweet of you. So it's a beautiful full circle to have you come around and play for this concert. So thank you so very much.
I shall be singing a song at the show, a new song that's called The Love You Give Lasts Forever. And it was after spending 6 weeks in the hospice with my mum. Me and my sister sat and discussed it. And everything's gone and everything's changed, but something felt still there. And we thought about it for a little while, and we realized it was the love that we'd shared with our mum was still there. And it's still here now.
The love never disappears, and the light never disappears. And that's something we come back to over and over and over, just the love and the light that emanates all around us.
Dave Wakeling will be performing with English Beat tonight at the Cat's Cradle. Rob Ladd will be part of Preach tomorrow night. And Nicholas Steiner is a co-founder of the Be Loud Sophie Foundation. Thanks so much for your time, gentlemen.
Thank you so much. Very kind.
Thanks for having me, gentlemen. From the